Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
Two side dishes for you today that embrace winter in the Midwest. The rutabaga and potato mash is a fun way to use root vegetables and to reinvent your classic mashed potato recipe all at once. And we'll pair that with a fresh salad. But first, here's Sarah Kaiser with a look at this week's news.
The food pyramid is under fire again. The U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Department of Health and Human Services are being sued by the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or PCRM, for ignoring its petition to replace My Pyramid, the government's current food guide, with PowerPlate, a plant-based alternative. PowerPlate is a circular graphic showing a plate divided into four equal sections: fruits, grains, legumes, and vegetables. The lawsuit says that the government must withdraw My Pyramid to address the obesity crisis. It should be noted that the PCRM has been called a pseudo-physicians group, with less than 1% of its members holding medical degrees, and has been accused of being a front group for PETA. Due to a rise in fluorosis in children, the Department of Health and Human Services and the Environmental Protection Agency are recommending that the amount of fluoride added to drinking water be lowered. Fluorosis is a tooth condition that causes streaking and spotting on teeth. Children and teens are especially vulnerable. The recommendation calls for fluoride levels to be set at 7/10 of a milligram per liter of water, down from the current standard of 1.2 milligrams per liter. The original standard was set in 1962. And consider holding the sprouts on the next sub or salad you order. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is advising consumers not to eat alfalfa sprouts or spicy sprouts from Tiny Greens Organic Farm of Urbana, Illinois, because of salmonella contamination. So far, there have been 10 confirmed cases in Indiana, with 90 others across Illinois, Missouri, and Iowa. The sprouts were distributed to Jimmy John's, farmers markets, some restaurants, and groceries around the Midwest. Get more news updates like this all week long by following us on Twitter and liking us on Facebook. For Earth Eats, I'm Sarah Kaiser.
The first of our side dishes is a salad with black-eyed peas. Yeah, I know, black-eyed peas are a New Year's dish. They supposedly bring prosperity. But you know, it's never too late to try to infuse some luck into your life. That, and if you get creative, this dish is a fabulous way to use some winter greens. So to start off, we're going to make a dressing by mixing olive oil and lemon juice.
Okay, and then we're going to add the other components to the salad. We've got some black olives, some nice diced red pepper. Okay, we're going to add some mint. But you could use any other types of herbs you wanted. Toss in the black-eyed peas. And to give it a real crisp freshness, we're going to add some cucumbers. And I've peeled and diced these and taken the seeds out. And you have the black olives. We're also going to add some feta cheese to this. And so you want to be very careful when you season this not to add too much salt. Again, salt is one of those things, once you add it, you can't take it out. So always under-season, and then you can add more if you need it. Okay, to finish off, we're going to add a little bit of toasted walnuts. Again, with the nuts, we've toasted them to bring out their essential oils and give them a little extra flavor. I'm going to add a nice pinch of garlic. Again, one of our Earth Eats favorites. And then we'll finish by adding a little bit of whatever your favorite herbs are. We use some parsley, some cilantro, and a little bit of scallion. Okay, and today I'm going to serve it just over a bed of baby arugula. You know, one bite here, you're going to get a little bit of that mint and some feta. Another bite, you're going to get a black olive and some walnuts. So it tastes different all through the eating of the dish. And you don't finally mince everything. Leave it rustic and fun and playful.
Counted, and there are 7 ingredients that get added to the herbs for this salad. So Chef is right, no 2 bites will be the same. Check out the recipe for yourself and see photos on our website, eartheats.org. Now's time to use that lonely rutabaga that's been sitting in your crisper all winter. We're mashing them with potatoes for this recipe.
So these are the rutabagas, and again, this is one of those very intimidating vegetables. You go to the market and you don't know what the heck to do with it, you know, so a lot of people just walk right on by, like the old song goes. But they're very, very easy to use. In Scotland, they call them nips. A classic Burns dinner is the haggis with nips and taties, which are mashed turnips or rutabaga and mashed potatoes. It's got a firmer flesh than a turnip. A turnip is more watery. This is a little more crunchy. I'll let you taste a little raw.
Oh, rutabaga.
Get that sweetness at the beginning, and it gets a little more aggressive towards the end.
These are big suckers. They're waxy, too.
So with these, we're just going to cut them up into uniform pieces so they all cook the same. You're going to trim off the exterior, and the wax is there to keep them fresh. You know, there are a lot of vegetables that they treat and they wax that you really need to be careful with, like such as, you know, even lemons are often lightly waxed to seal in flavor. So if you're going to use the zest of a lemon, it's always good to buy an organic, untreated lemon. But almost all rutabagas are waxed, and it's very evident that they are waxed. Okay, and then we'll just set these aside. And what I've done is I've already got some cooked. I cooked them about halfway in water, then drained them off, and then added some chicken stock. And this is what my grandmother Orr used to do. And I'm just going to cook this down a little bit.
They look like little peaches. They have sort of a soft peach color now.
Yeah, as they cook, they turn a little bit darker. And then over here, I've got some potatoes that cook the same way. Okay, I'm going to add a pinch of sugar and a little bit of lemon zest. Okay, Grandma didn't put the lemon zest in.
This is your touch.
But that's my touch. Okay, I'm going to add these to the potatoes. We have about equal amount of potatoes and rutabagas. I'm going to add a little bit of butter, okay, and a little bit of heavy cream. Okay, I'm just going to take a whisk and I'm going to start mashing it up. And I'm not going to mash these up too much. I don't really want a puree. I want kind of a rustic mash.
There's nothing that warms my heart more than a big bowl of mashed things.
I'm
very excited about this.
Okay, and that is our mashed rutabaga, Grandma Orr's mashed rutabaga and potato side dish.
Lots of other recipes for root vegetables are just waiting to be printed off from our website. I'm especially fond of the caramelized turnips and pears with maple syrup. Wow. Check it out at eartheats.org.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
Production support also comes from goodsforcooks.com. Online at goodsforcooks.com.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. See you next time.